Now, the Shmitz talks about a case like this. And I also saw they have these makolets, like little, like they used to have Jacks over here. No, not big supermarkets, small little corner groceries. And someone, a shopper went in, a customer went in, and he was looking at, say, it was a six-pack of sodas or something. And he put it back, and he decided not to buy. He put it back in a way it was like teetering a little bit. He didn't put it back carefully. And shopper number two comes by with his cart or by himself, and he walks down the aisle, and he knocks the six-pack on the ground. It lands on his foot and breaks his foot and ruins his pants. Now you have this broken glass on the ground from shopper two knocking it off, and shopper three comes by and he steps on the glass and cuts his foot and tears his shoe. So there's three questions. Who's responsible to pay for the six-pack of the 7-Up? Is it the shopper number one for putting it teetering, or shopper number two for knocking it off? Who's responsible, if anyone, to pay for shopper two's broken foot and his torn pants, messed up pants? And who's responsible for shopper number three's stepping on the broken glass, cutting his foot and his shoe? Okay, we'll have three discussions tonight. Okay, well, let's set up the case. We'll set up the case that, that's why I said it's Eretz Yisrael. It's talking where the aisles are so narrow, it's like a narrow store, and there was no way to be careful.
It was not number two's fault,
right? It's narrow, and you take your thing down, and like even some stores here, you're brushing along the side as you're going, especially if there's another one going the other way. But that's the case, where there wasn't a way, it wasn't normal that you could avoid it. Right, so we'll deal with the first question first. Okay, so the first thing we're going to discuss is the first guy. Right, so the first one who put it back precariously, is he responsible? Okay, so the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Nun Vav says like this: Amar Mar, Hakafek Kormaso Shachaveirim Ifnei Hadleika. There was a fire raging, and in the normal course of action, the fire would go down the street and not go sideways. Someone went and took a person on the side's grain and bent it over, so the fire would catch it. So he was kofir kamoshu sachaveh, he bent over the grain of his fellow, mifnei adleika, in face of that fire. So the Gemara said over there, it was one of the cases where the Gemara said he is pati medini adam, he's not chayev to pay through a human court, but he's chayev bedine shamayim, he's chayev to pay according to din shamayim. So Gemara wants to know what the case is. Hei chidami, what's the case? Ilem adem motyalei beruch metzuya. If by bending it over a normal wind will make the fire get over to that grain, b'dini adam naminichay, he should be chayev b'dini adam, he should be chayev even by a human court. So the Gemara says al demati beruch sheinim metzuya, it's talking where it would only go to a unusual wind. So by putting it over there he caused it to get damaged, so it's like a grumma, he's only chayev b'dini Shemayim, but not b'dinei adam. Someone else's grain. He bent over someone's grain, so the fire would come and hit it. Right? If he hadn't done it, the pashat shan in the case is the fire wouldn't have hit it. But by bending it over, now with a normal average wind, the fire did hit it. So the Gemara says, if it was through an average wind, in other words, what he did was he took something in a safe place and he put it over into an unsafe place. He's chayiv, he's called, he's chayiv in any other, he's called an other hamazik. Right, so that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that that's not called grama. Because you know why? Because it's not called adam hamazik. That's the pashat shah. It's not called that he did it with his hands. There's a mazik called eish. The first mission of Bava Kama says there's four main avos nezikin. One is adam hamazik, if a person does damage with his hands. But another is if he lights a fire and he makes the fire go somewhere else. That's the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. It says in Mishpatim that someone lights a fire and damages someone else. That's not grum anymore. Even though you could say it's a grum, I put a little fire here and it later got over there. But that's called eish. So the same thing. The Gemara seems to be saying there's no difference if you make the fire go to someone or you cause the thing to go to the fire. Either way, it's eish. Right. So we see from this Gemara that taking something which is in a safe place and putting it into a precarious place is at least chayiv because of eish, because of fire. Now the second page of the handout I divide into three sections, and there's a nesivus that takes it a step further, and the nesivus says that whenever you take something from a safe place and you put it into an unsafe place, that's called mazik biyadayim. That's not only called eish, it's called mazik biyadayim. It's called that you damaged with your hands. So the Nesivus, this is where Rabbi Shmuel brings it right from this. Nesivus, he says, he's not talking about a case of fire. He's talking that there was a case that someone had agreed to take someone's utensils to a certain city, and he had them on the back of his donkey, and he left the donkey in the middle of the road, and they got stolen. Or in a contemporary case, you agreed to take someone's bicycle home for him, and you parked to go get something in the store, and you left your doors unlocked, and someone stole the bicycle. So you're shomer mechinam, and you're chai for pshia. And over here, he's saying it's like you damage it with your hands by leaving it in a place where it's dangerous. The Nesivus says it's something that you left in a precarious place, and you're chayiv as adam hamazik. Now the Choshen Aaron I have in this place that we've introduced a few weeks ago, he says even the case of the fire is adam hamazik. He's saying that's called like Ephraim was saying, that even though others shown disagree, other person disagree, he said that whenever you put something, even in the case of the fire, you put it in the way of a fire, that's called adam hamazik. There's a chiddush that if something was safe and you put it in a place that's unsafe, in a place where it can break, that's called adam hamazik. It's not called grama. Right? That's what this Gemara is telling us, and that's what the Nesivus and the Poskim are saying. Right? So that's the first part. There's a halacha that someone had his bicycle stored, you know, behind the fence, and you went and you put it in front, where that's called adam hamazik, not grum anymore. You put it in a place where it's going to get damaged. You have the thing sticking out of the aisle where someone's going to knock it over. That's adam hamazik. It's not grum. That's the first step. Okay, so the first guy who knocked over the bottles, he has to pay the storekeeper for the bottles, unless there's a policy that, you know, you don't have to, but he, al pi din, is chayiv, as adam hamazik. Okay, so now, who's responsible for the damage to the second customer? The second customer had this weight of the six-pack fall on his foot, he has a broken foot, and torn clothes, and stained clothes. Who has to pay for that? Does the first person have to pay for that? Right? The first guy left it precarious. So he has to pay for that. He was mazik those bottles. He caused them to fall, and that's called adam hamazik. But did he damage the second guy? That should certainly be a grama. What he did made it that the second guy came and it fell on his foot. Right? What's the din of the second guy? So that is another Gemara in Bava Kamma, and we're going to be introducing two new Avos Nezikin now. So this is on Tav Vav Amud Aleph. Like we said in the beginning of the Masechta, there are two other types of damages which we learn from the Torah that a person is liable for. The two we're going to talk about now are fire. Someone lights a fire, the fire spreads and damages someone. And the other one is someone digs a pit in the middle of the road and someone trips over it, he's liable for that also. The first is called Eish, the second is called Bar. Eish, a fire, Bar, a pit. Those are the two Avos Nezikin that we're going to talk about right now. So the Mishnah had said, Asal Shalvan, that they're all Chayiv. So the Gemara wants to know, what case is the Mishnah alluding to? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya said, La'asuye amno sakino umasao. It's to include a case of someone put a stone or his knife or a stama burden, shenichin b'rosh gago, he put it on top of his roof. V'naflo b'ruach mitzian, and normal wind, 10 mile an hour, a normal wind came and blew it over. It was put there precariously. V'hiziko, and it damaged someone. So that's the case. The Mishnah wants to say he'll be chayiv. So the Gemara wants to know, hey chidami, what's the case of the Mishnah? If it damaged on the way down, right, the knife fell down and stabbed someone, the rock fell down on someone's head and knocked them out, that's fire. That's equivalent to damaging through fire. Because what's pshat in a fire? In a fire is, you lit the fire here, you made it in a way where a normal wind can make it spread, that, and the Charo says you're responsible. So there's no difference if you light a fire that the wind could spread, or you put something on the roof that the wind can blow off and cause the damage. There's no difference between damaging from the fire consuming the thing, or the wind blowing it off a knife or a stone and falling down and hitting someone. So that's the Gemara says, and this is the way we paskin, that if you put something on a roof where a normal wind can blow it off, that is Eish, that's fire. And the Gemara goes through the whole judgment over there, why it's like that. And then the Gemara says, if it damaged after it already landed, Ela Batsa the knife, he had damaged after it already landed, meaning you put the thing on the roof, the wind, normal wind blew it off, and then someone tripped over it after it had already landed. So then the Gemara says that's a case of bar. That's a stumbling block. That's like digging a pit. Right, so the Gemara has told us that if you put something where a normal wind, a normal circumstance could cause a damage, if it damages on the way down with a motion, so then that's called Eish. If it lands already, it's bar. It's like a pit. So over here, this guy, customer number one, put the bottles in a place where Ruach Mitzuya, normal circumstances, would cause the thing to fall down. And it did fall down and damage someone on the way down, right? It landed on his foot. So the first customer is responsible as Eish. Right, I just want to point out, I'm not going to talk about it this week, but Rabbi Schmidt says that if you walk down the aisle and you do see it sticking out, so then you have a chiyuv as Hashavas Aveda to put it back, or at least to tell the store owner that you see something precarious there. And he wants to say that if you fail to tell the owner that something is in precarious states, you're chayav bidinei shamayim to pay the owner. I mean, that's like, those are tough words. I didn't go into the sugya, but it would seem to me, I mean, we'd have to talk about it. Like if you park your car in a parking lot and you see the lights are on, and say it's a... and you don't announce that the lights are on, so and the guy has to buy a new battery, you might be responsible for that. Bidei Shemayim. I could hear a difference, but that's a different topic. Okay, so that's what he paskins. So his paskins over here. The first one put it in a place where Ruach Mitzuya would knock it down, and it hit the person on the fly, so that's Eish. He's chayav for Eish. He has to pay the damage to the person's foot. Right, the first guy is paying the damage to the second person's foot, and to pay for his clothes that got stained, because they also, his clothes got damaged on the way down. He has to pay as Eish. Eish is responsible for anything that the fire damages, whether it's clothes or people, and he'll be responsible for that. Now there's another interesting question iron here I have on the handout, where we discussed many times that if a person damages, a person's responsible for his actions, whether it was an accidental or even if it was an onus. Adam muad liolam. We said right from the beginning. So the shayla is, Pisrei Choshen has a shayla, what would happen, did we say the same thing about Eish? It could be that it's only if you damage with your body, that's when you're responsible no matter what. But Eish over here, if the guy accidentally knocked it over, he was a shogeg or he was an onus, it could be that he wouldn't be responsible as a she has such a shayla. So that's, so that would be one way out. The Choshen Aharon has a second way out. I have to finish that. I didn't see anyone else say. He says like this. I mean, can you think about a problem with the analogy we said? Right, we said, the Gemara said, that just like you start a fire and the wind blows it and it damages someone, the person is chayav as Eish. So same thing, if you put something on a roof where a normal wind can blow it off and it damages someone, you're chayav because of Eish. Is that such a simple analogy? A fire, as soon as a fire touches something, will burn something up. So if you put a fire somewhere like this and the wind blows it, so then it's like you put the fire here, you put the fire there, that's Eish. A knife sitting on a table doesn't damage anyone. Even when the wind comes and knocks it off the table or knocks it off the roof. So it's not the knife. It's not the knife that's damaging it. It's the wind blowing it down, the gravity that's causing the damage. So the Choshen Aharon says the Gemara has to be talking in a case where the thing is so heavy that just like the weight of the thing on the person would damage him, or the sharpness of the knife is so sharp, just putting it on top of the person would cut him
without the wind,
and the wind is just being used as a vehicle to get the knife from on the roof to the person. So therefore, in the case of a 7-Up bottle, if you place the 7-Up bottle on someone's foot, if you put it there, it's not going to hurt him. Here, you put the 7-Up bottle in a place where a wind could blow it off, but that's not your... You didn't put a masik there. It's the gravity that pushed it down. The others don't say that, but I know it's something to deal with, I think. I think he has a good taina. To make it analogous to a fire, it should have to be something like he's saying. And that would take the responsibility away from the 7-Up bottle. Okay, the third guy, he trips over the glass that's already over here. So that the Gemara on top of says that's bar. But there's a chiddush about bar, that's the third Gemara we have on the handout, that if someone puts a stumbling block in the street, a place where people walk by, so you're chayiv to pay for anything you damage. Right, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Shar v'chamar. So the Gemara learns from this, Shar v'lo adam, you're responsible for killing someone's ox, but not for killing a person. And you're responsible for killing someone's donkey, but not for someone's utensils. Right? So the Gemara says that means that it's only for killing a person, but not for damaging a person. That a bar is chayiv for. But you're not chayiv for damaging a person's property. So over here, if the third person was damaged through bar, so he stepped on the glass. So for his foot, the first guy who knocked the glass down and who caused the glass to be knocked down will be responsible to pay for the damage to the person, for repairing his bleeding foot. But for his shoe that he tore, in that he made a bar, and for that he'll be potter, because shar velo adam chamar velo kalim. He's responsible for a person or for an ox, but not for an ox and for a donkey, not for a person's death and not for broken utensils. So looking at the third person, the first person who knocked it off did put this bar here in a place where people walk, he's responsible. But the responsibilities of bar include only damage to a person, not damage to a person's utensils. So he'll be chayiv to pay for the damaged foot, but not for his torn clothes. Now there's a chazanish that seems to be subject to dispute what he's saying. Whereas the Gemara is clearly saying he's not responsible for damaging utensils. But is there a din to Lotze's Yidei Shamayim to be chayiv? Is there any chiyuv Lotze's Yidei Shamayim and pay for the utensils? Look, I put this pit in the middle of the street here, and his clothes tore. Do I have to pay for that Yidei Shamayim? Is there any chiyuv Bidei Shemayim to pay? So the Chazanish seems to say there's not. I quote his lashon over here. He says it's a shaila. Then he says it's efsher that whenever the Torah made you chayiv, a case where the Torah made you chayiv, and then it said you're pater in certain cases. The Torah said specifically you're pater, so you can't say well you chayiv lot says Bidei Shemayim. The Torah is the one that said you're pater. The Torah said you're only chayiv for damaging the person's body, not for damaging his property. So how can we say, well, Bidei Shemayim, you're still chayiv? That's what the Chazanish seems to say. That's the way Pesachei Choshen understands. I am talking about contemporaries. Pesachei Choshen understands the Chazanish that way. The Rabbi Spitz understands the Chazanish to be saying that you are chayiv Bidei Shemayim. But that would also be something that seems to be up in the air a little bit. Is there any chiyuv of Lotzeis Yidei Shemayim in the case of Bar, where the Torah said you're really pater, but is there any obligation to pay? There's Birch HaShemur who says that the Torah only said the Torah exempts you from payment, but the Torah didn't exempt you from the damage, from the Isser. There's an Isser to cause someone damage, and that you did, so that you have to pay Bidei Shemayim. So reviewing these three different halachas that we learned tonight, the person went and he put the thing in a precarious place. By taking something in a guarded place, putting it in a place where it's not guarded, he is considered Adam HaMazik, and he's tied to pay the owner
for the thing that gets damaged through his putting it in a bad place. By putting it in such a place, that's tantamount to putting a rock on top of a roof where, under normal circumstances, it'll be blown off. And he put it in a place under normal circumstances it could fall off the shelf. And therefore, if it damages something on the way down, he'll be chayev as Eish. And Eish is chayev, is responsible to pay both for the person himself and for his property. If a person gets damaged afterwards, a third person who stepped on it, after it already landed, so then he's chayev as a bar, as putting a pit in a place where people walk through, and he'll be responsible to pay for the damage to the person, but not to the person's utensils. And there's a shaila whether maybe he might be chayev bidei shamayim. The Chazon Ish seems to say not.
Responsible to fill the bar or put up a warning sign or something.
Yeah, so even the Hashem Zaveda, we just said he's Chai Bidei Shamayim. But I mean, the person who did it is going to be responsible. Next week, in the coming weeks, I have to talk about more about bar, and we'll talk about cases where maybe he could have removed it himself in time and he didn't. Maybe the store owner should have taken care of it in cases like that. So we'll see more in the future. But I just want to introduce these new damages of bar and Eish.